supposed to just clear out of a blister. I don't know what you call it, whether it's pus or just clear.
Mm-hmm. Say a bee stung me in my hand. Did what?
Bee stung me in my hand. And it sure did hurt or something, I guess. Mm-hmm.
If it got bigger, you'd say your hand
was swollen up.
And yesterday a bee stung me in my hand.
Well, I could say yesterday a bee stung me on my hand and it didn't swell.
Okay. Or if it did, you'd say my hand.
My hand was swollen all up.
Okay. After the bee stung me, my hand
swollen up.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd have to get a doctor to look at the...
Look at the wound.
And you know, sometimes a wound won't heal back clean, and a sort of a white granular substance forms around the edge. It's got to be cut out or burned out.
And have a doctor to do that. It's free. Take to the doctor and have that cut out, burn out or something. I don't know how to do it.
You ever heard that called some kind of flesh?
It's proud flesh, they should call it.
What's that?
Proud flesh.
Uh-huh. And if you have a little cut on your finger, a brown liquid medicine you can put on it is... stings.
Mean iodine or something? Uh-huh.
What about a real bitter medicine people used to take?
Quinine.
Okay. And if someone was shot and didn't recover, you say, well, the doctor did all he could, but still the man...
Still the man couldn't know it.
So he...
He passed out.
Okay. He says she's been living all alone ever since her husband
passed away.
Okay. Any other way of saying passed away?
I don't know. Just say passed away or since he died, I reckon. I don't know.
What about a crude or humorous way of saying someone died? Say, I'm glad that old skin flint finally.
Well, I'm sorry that he's dead or something like that. I never say I'm glad he went.
Well, did you ever hear anything like kick the bucket or?
Yeah, people talk about kick the bucket. Go to the past and find a sick guy and come back to the house and tell my wife, well, I'm glad I didn't kick the bucket.
You wouldn't say that about a person, though, would you?
I never did use that expression. Use it about cows and horses and anything like that.
You say, well, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died.
Nobody's figured out what he died with.
Okay. And the place where people are buried is called a...
cemetery, graveyard.
And what they put the body in is the...
casket.
What about the old-fashioned name for that?
Coffin.
Okay. And so he was an important man. After he died, everybody went to his...
funeral.
What's that?
Funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in...
mourners, right?
They're in what?
In mourning.
What if they just lose control of themselves? You said they were really